Hi people and hello my chili con carne crew and welcome to a 5-minute review of Static X's newest album, Project Regeneration Part 2. Static X are the undeniable kings of the evil disco scene, a genre that was coined by lead singer Wayne Static in his lifetime, the figurehead and frontman for the band he created after his previous band Deep Blue Dream disbanded. Fun fact, but Billy Corgan from Smashing Pumpkins also used to be a live performer with the same band. That's a full-on what the f*** moment if ever I heard it. Fast forward some years and Static X have had all the original members leave, except for Wayne, until his untimely passing in 2014, and I honestly thought that was that, the end of an era. I mean, most people did. That was until a few years ago when one of the weirdest moments in music happened, and the original band decided to do a 25-year tour to celebrate their amazing debut album, The Wisconsin Death Trip. Instead of doing the normal thing and getting a singer in to replace him, they took Slayer's advice to heart and prepared a dead skin mask for their new frontman, and he would don it like a scene straight out of Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I'm not against it, in fact the concept was amazing, but if the band didn't cross that threshold before, then they might have done so when they announced that they had found vocal recordings of their long deceased frontman and were writing music based around what was essentially some demos. Morbid Curiosity turned to me and their album, appropriately named Project Regeneration, and it wasn't half bad. Maybe not the swan song that people were hoping for, but it was new Static X material, and I mean, if people can get so worked up to the point of breaking the internet when the Beatles released their single last year with some unused John Lennon vocals he recorded back in 1980, then at least Static X should be given the chance to do the same, right? His archives were enough to make a second album, and after a few delays, we finally land on this effort, Project Regeneration Volume 2. There's nothing negative I can say about the first two tracks from this album. In fact, it is with surgical precision from a sledgehammer that their riffs pound my eardrums, and I can see why these songs were chosen as lead singles. They're both fantastic in their own right. Now, with all of this said and done, I do have to wonder what levels of wealth were left behind with the vocals of our dearly departed brother Wayne. It seems like the former Static X guitarist Trip Eisen also helped in the process on the first project, but when I look at this odd track here called Jick Boy that sounds like a song title written by Juice WRLD, it seems to contain what appears to be reused lyrics from their song Just In Case. Then I begin to wonder, how much previous vocals were actually used in this album? Because it's more than one song. Now look, I don't have the time and effort to go through the whole album to go and list every single instance, but be sure to comment below if you found any more of these instances. Maybe Wayne was merely having a lethargic day writing his demos. Who knows? But speaking of lethargic, I hear the keyboard samples from their song Cold being used on here too. By the way, JICT stands for Just In Case, so they have merely added the word boy to the title. Seems a bit lazy. There are still some solid bangers on offer here by the band outside of the singles, and I found myself gravitating towards the tracks Kamikaze, Take Control, and Run For Your Life, which really harkens back to Black and White era of the band. Tone is also a decent piece, but the odd and weird warble from the synth section at the beginning and the middle of the song really triggered me, so minus points for that. One of the most prominent features about this record is, of course, the bass lines by Tony Campos, and they can really be heard throughout each of these songs. It hasn't been lost in production, and that's great because you need Tony to hold down the rhythm section while that synth plays out, or the samples that you can hear. Oh, and be prepared to hear a fair few samples which call back to their prior albums as well on here. I guess the other feature that is lacking from this record is Wayne's creative input for this sound. While his lyrics and vocals have been used for the final touches for their music, they are still lacking Wayne's creative vision and flair, which he added so well to the band of his namesake. This can never be replaced, but is a solid effort to honour him. Lastly, we have the finale of the Otsego named tracks with Disco Otsego. This one piece is an Easter egg of previous music, with many samples taken from the band's career and hints at possibly closing this chapter. Also, their cover of Terrible Lie by Nine Inch Nails is certainly noteworthy, and a solid entry into their other songs that they have covered over their career. It certainly is more akin to their nature. Will they do a Johnny Cash out of this tune? Well, I'll leave that to the comment section to decide. Now, we live in a generation where auto-tune is so effective to the extent that you can write your own lyrics, select an artist who has been long dead for ages, such as Johnny Cash, and a very simple system will sing these lyrics. With a little bit of help in understanding pitch shifting, music production, and editing, you can almost entirely create new albums with the help of AI technology. Look out, ChatGPT. They're going to be earning some platinum records in the future. One of my biggest fears coming into this album was the first project regeneration was a selection of Wayne Static's best material, and the second album was more like the stuff that was left on the cutting room floor. And to an extent, I feel this to be true, especially when you hear the song Zombie, and you know that there is only a handful of Wayne Static's original vocals in this song. It's more like a bunch of one-off lines were added, with Zero adding most of the vocal harmonies bridging between these parts, and it seems very obvious when you are listening to it. This is a major drawback for the record because it destroys the illusion the band are trying to create. In a live setting, they can get away with this, but here in studio land, it's much more difficult and much more obvious. As for where the band should go moving forward, well, that's up to the musicians. Do they continue as Static X with Zero as the new singer, or do they finally unveil the musician and move forward as a new outfit? Either way, it's a double-edged sword, because if they continue as Static X, they will undoubtedly go down the path that Alice in Chains have gone down so many years prior. However, if they start up as a new act, they do not have the recognition and thus will lose out on a decent chunk of fanbase. It's a difficult answer with no right or wrong solutions, but that's a discussion for another day. I hope, at least in my mind, that they do continue to write new music and perhaps shed some skin to try and forge a new phase in the band's career, one that can be a new era for fans without disrespecting their origins, or is forced to the shadow zone of a long-lost brother. It might be cold, but if only this choice was easier, then we as fans wouldn't push it. Overall, I would give this album a score of 6 million chilies on the spicy scale, with my favourite tracks being Stay Alive, Zombie, Kamikaze, and From Heaven. I didn't talk about that last track, From Heaven, which almost seems like Wayne was self-aware of his dilemma and wrote it as a bit of a message to his former bandmates. It's a great way to close off the album before the bonus tracks are heard.
He was just a great dude, and if anybody ever knew Wayne, he's just a solid gold, and his life ended too soon, like a lot of people do in this horrible business that we're in. But I could just sit here and say forever, I knew the man, and he was just a great person.
If you've enjoyed this content, make sure to smash that like button, subscribe to us, and stay notified for future music-related content, because it keeps our manager happy at the end of the day. We are also on Discord, Instagram, Facebook, and all those other social platforms if you want to check us out. As always, people, you have a great day, and stay spicy.